This month marks the two-year anniversary of the grand opening of the new $130 million Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Since that day, millions of visitors have made the casino a central part of the Buffalo experience. As with the incredible growth we've seen here in Buffalo's Inner Harbor, there's more excitement to come. With us today to talk about the future of the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino is the president of the Seneca Nation of Indians, Maurice A. John, Sr. President John?
Thank you, Audrey. I'd like to acknowledge the elected tribal officials first. Treasurer Todd Gates is here. Clerk Pauline Brown is not here. I'd like to name the counselors, and I believe we have two in attendance today. Murray Abrams, Tina Abrams, Ricky Armstrong, Arlene Beauvais, Billy Canella, Steve Gordon, Kevin Prinup, and Mike Williams is here today. Linda Dockstetter, Jeff Gill, Shelley Huff, Rick Jemison, who is here today also, Christina Jimerson, Ross John, Lorna Leroy, and John Williams, Jr. I'd also like to acknowledge the SGC Board of Directors with Chairman Barry E. Snyder, Sr., Treasurer Richard K. Nephew, Director Kimberly Dunlop, Director Karen Karsten, Director Michael Militello, I believe he's here, Vice Chair Kevin Seneca, Secretary Ina Locke, Ina's here, Director Al George, and I know Clint is here. So did I miss Richard K? I apologize. Raise your hand, please. Also, it is a privilege to announce that we also work with the city and the state on every project that we do, and we've been graciously honored with the presence of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. New York State Senator Tim Kennedy is also here. Buffalo Common Council Member Dave Franzak, thank you for coming. And Congressman Chris Collins, is he here? Any representatives from Chris's office? Welcome. Thank you very much. Yawasino Gagwego, thank you for coming. Good afternoon and good health. Welcome to the Seneca Nation's Buffalo Creek Territory. I am excited to be here and grateful for so many people coming and enjoying this day with us. I always enjoy being in Doshowet, or Buffalo, and seeing the impressive transformation that is taking place. For that, I want to congratulate Mayor Brown and the city's leadership. Thank you very much. It is energizing to see the wave of progress that is sweeping across the city. It is a good feeling to be part of this renaissance that we are enjoying at present. 8 years ago, the Seneca Nation invested in Buffalo Creek Territory when little else was happening. The Inner Harbor area of downtown Buffalo is now a very exciting place to be. An unprecedented wave of development, momentum, investment, and growth followed. Today, Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino is at the epicenter of all the excitement here in downtown Buffalo. In 2012, the development of the new Seneca Buffalo Creek property began with extensive community outreach to our neighbors in and around the Inner Harbor area to best understand how our project could be complementary to the surrounding development efforts. As part of this outreach, we awarded a series of grants totaling $1 million to support several community development, beautification, and infrastructure projects in the vicinity of the Buffalo Creek Territory. These outreach efforts furthered not only the momentum and excitement of the Seneca Buffalo Creek Project, but also commitments from the many stakeholders in the Canal Side and Inner Harbor area. Earlier today, the Seneca Nation Council officially approved plans for a $40 million expansion here at Buffalo Creek. We're proud to say this happened within the last hour and a half, and it also happened because the Seneca Nation has a commitment to the city of Buffalo and also the state of New York. Without using any grant funds or set-asides, we do this on our own. This project will substantially expand our gaming and food and beverage operations. It will create a dynamic atmosphere for our guests and continue the economic progress of the Seneca Nation, the city of Buffalo, and surrounding area. Audrey mentioned the two-year anniversary of the official grand opening of the new Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino here on our Buffalo Creek territory. This month also marks another important milestone for the history of the Seneca Nation and the economy of Western New York. 13 years ago, in 2002, the Seneca Nation and New York signed our gaming compact. From that day, the Seneca Nation and Seneca Gaming Corporation have invested over $1.1 billion to develop and construct our casinos here in Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and the city of Salamanca. New York State has over $1.3 billion in accordance to this compact. These facilities have generated over $1.5 billion for state and local governments and created thousands of jobs for the local economy. And we also have union reps, I think, here today. Y'all for coming. We appreciate your good work, and we have a lot more work for you. Today, the Seneca Gaming Corporation and Seneca Nation are among the largest private employers in Western New York, with over 4,000 employees, with an annual payroll well north of $100 million. Thousands of construction workers have been put to work through our investments, and hundreds of local businesses partner with us to the tune of over $100 million every year in local spending. We have made the Seneca Nation stronger. We have made the Western New York economy stronger. And we look forward to building upon that success with this latest investment. Yahweh.
Thank you, President John. The sustained and growing popularity of the casino, coupled with the remarkable transformation of the surrounding area, has led us to look at how we can provide more options and opportunities for our guests to enjoy the casino and to do so in a way that further elevates the guest experience and fits within the energy and the context of the surrounding area. So now for the details of our expansion. Our plans include a two-story expansion of the existing casino stretching out towards South Park Avenue. On the first floor, we will be adding approximately 370 slot machines and 10 table games. We'll be adding a dedicated high-limit room for tables and slots and a non-smoking area. A small performance stage will be added at our existing Stick Sports Bar. We'll be adding retail space, and we'll be adding a new twist to the popular Seneca Buffalo Savers Grill. On the second floor, we'll introduce the Western Door Steakhouse concept that's well known at both our Allegheny and Niagara Falls properties. It'll include indoor and outdoor seating, as well as new banquet space and meeting space. This investment is possible because of the commitment and vision of the Seneca Nation and the Seneca Gaming Corporation Board of Directors. Please join me in welcoming the chairman of the Seneca Gaming Corporation Board of Directors, Mr. Barry E. Snyder, Sr. Chairman?
Thank you, Audrey.
It seems like we've done this a few times before. But the thing is every time we did it was small, medium, larger, and again, today. You know, again, it's we've all heard and we've all read a great deal about the Buffalo's economic revitalization recently. And it's easy to see why. You know, we've come down here. We've been down here for a little period of time, but we can see all the things that are happening in downtown Buffalo and the harbor area. And it makes us really ecstatic that there's a lot of synergy that is going on in this area here. Projects like the one we're announcing today, those we have completed here at Buffalo Creek over the past 10 years have helped bring people, energy, and investment back into the inner harbor. They also bring something very important back to the economy, jobs. As you know, with our first endeavor here today, we employ over 400 members here, being natives and non-natives, the city of Buffalo and surrounding areas. We intend to add another 300 with the upcoming new expansion of Buffalo Creek. Through this $40 million expansion, Seneca Gaming Corporation will be adding approximately, again, the number of jobs that I mentioned here at Buffalo Creek, bringing our total workforce in downtown Buffalo to nearly 800 workers. Once work starts in mid-October, hundreds of construction workers will use their skills to help create this newest world-class project for Seneca Gaming Corporation and the Seneca Nation. Our plan is to have the expansion completed and ready to welcome new guests by early 2017. With each day, the future is coming more clearly into focus. The Seneca Nation and Seneca Gaming Corporation remain committed, invested leaders in that making their vision a reality for generations of Senecas, Western New Yorkers, and visitors to our community. Again, it's been my pleasure to be a part of this, as part of the SGC board, as part of the Seneca Nation. My thank you goes to the Tribal Council today for looking as we have into the future for our people and for our Western New York area and the city of Buffalo. It's all about the future. And the future, I always say, starts today, and the future, again, is tomorrow. So we put our money sometimes where our mouth is. We're going to expand down here. We know it's an opportunity for us. And hopefully that everybody's going to enjoy what we come down here to bring to Seneca Buffalo Creek. And if you stop in now and then, take a look at the progress down here. We want you to come down and take a look at it. If you have not seen the inside of the casino, go inside and take a look. You know, might see a lot of your friends there. Maybe not. I will say in any of our casinos, one thing we allow, we want you to win a lot of money. Okay? You just can't take it with you. Okay? All right. But again, from myself as the chairman of the board, all the board members that are here in the nation, the tribal council, and the president of the executive branch, we appreciate this opportunity to come down here and address this important part in the history of the downtown area in Buffalo, New York. And we're glad we're a part of it. We want to continue to be a part of this dynamic things that are happening in the Inner Harbor and throughout Western New York here. So, many nyawis. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Chairman Snyder. The expanded Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino represents new investment and new energy, as well as new employment and business opportunities for Buffalo residents and Buffalo businesses to play a part in the city's renaissance. We are honored today to be joined by the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor?
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. This is another significant economic development announcement in the city of Buffalo. The Buffalo Creek Casino is going to undergo a $40 million expansion. That's great news. Let's give the Seneca Nation and Seneca Gaming Corporation a great round of applause. I'm certainly very honored to be here with Seneca Nation President Maurice John, Seneca Gaming Corporation President Barry Snyder, the tribal councilors that are here, my colleagues in government, State Senator Tim Kennedy, Fillmore District Council Member David Franzak. We have worked very closely with the Seneca Nation. The city, a few years ago, entered into an agreement with the Seneca Nation for this land, which is the Seneca Buffalo Creek land. And every element in that agreement between the Seneca Nation and the City of Buffalo has worked extremely well. One of the things in the agreement was us working together with Visit Buffalo Niagara. Patrick Kaler is here, and the city and the Seneca Gaming Corporation to work to market the City of Buffalo and the Buffalo Creek Casino. That marketing has worked very well to attract masses of people from outside of our region into the City of Buffalo and to the Buffalo Creek Casino. I want to thank the Seneca Nation and the Seneca Gaming Corporation for their strong partnership with the City of Buffalo. As you've heard, this is going to create another 300 jobs right here at the Buffalo Creek Casino, retail, restaurant, expansion of the gaming facilities, and banquet space. So this is a significant economic development announcement. This is another great day in the City of Buffalo. It seems like every other day there's another huge announcement. I think thank the Seneca Nation for being such strong partners, such close partners, and playing such a dynamic role in the growth and the development that we're seeing here in the City of Buffalo. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mayor Brown. We're also honored to have with us today State Senator Tim Kennedy. Senator?
Thank you very much. Thank you. What an honor it is to be here with each and every one of you. First and foremost, President John, thank you so much for your leadership in making today a reality. Former President and now Chairman, President Snyder, thank you for your leadership. All of the trustees, all of the leaders, the tribal councilors, thank you so much for your efforts for our community. You know, we have been looking forward to the sort of investment that we're seeing on a daily basis, it seems, for quite some time here in the City of Buffalo. And every time we turn around, there's another announcement of mammoth proportions taking place right here in the city center. I see that we have community leaders here like Laura Kelly from the Old First Ward, Peg Overdorf from the Valley Center, that who have partnered with the Seneca Nation over the course of many years to invest in our community as well in beautification projects surrounding this extraordinary investment. This is just another investment taking place in the City of Buffalo that we can all be proud of, not just investing in future generations that will be able to take advantage of this extraordinary economic initiative, but also for the community partners that are going to share in this investment as well. And for those of us that work so closely with the Seneca Nation, we know that when decisions are made, they're not just made in the short term. They're not just made in this lifetime. They're made for seven generations out. And it warms my heart as a Buffalonian and as a father of three young children to be raising my kids in the next generation that's going to be able to take advantage of the extraordinary investments that are happening by the billions of dollars in the City of Buffalo and all throughout Western New York. This is just another part of that central figure that's taking place in the transformation and the renaissance right here in Western New York. So again, thank you to all the partners that are helping to make this a reality.
Thank you, Senator. Before we conclude the program today, I just want to take a moment to recognize our Buffalo Creek Casino General Manager, Jennifer Caruso. along with the entire team at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino for the outstanding job they do for our millions of visitors who make the casino part of their Buffalo entertainment experience. And many of them are standing in the back or seated around the room, along also with our Seneca Gaming Corporation employees that also have assisted and played a part in making this such a huge success here in Buffalo Creek. Many of our Buffalo Creek customers have become like family to our team members, and their loyalty combined with the dedication and efforts of our team have helped make this expansion possible. We thank all of them for that. That will conclude the formal program today. Our speakers, along with Rob Chamberlain, who heads up our design and construction team for Seneca Gaming Corporation, will be available to answer any questions that you might have. And we have some renderings of early renderings of what the project expansion will look like, and I'm sure Rob will be happy to walk you through that. Thank you for joining us today and for celebrating this exciting announcement from the Seneca Nation of Indians and Seneca Gaming Corporation. Thank you.